Greetings, dear friends. We are here. It is our intention to assist you in creating a new vision, a vision that inspires you to live and love on planet Earth. Like a priceless jewel buried in dark layers of soil and stone, Earth radiates her brilliant beauty into the caverns of space and time. We ask you, as seekers of the great stories, to proclaim an allegiance to Earth. Pledge the transformation of yourselves, which is the journey through light and dark, and honor Earth's momentous role in setting you free. Your task at this point in time is to activate the living library of Earth, to restore Earth and the human version of life to the forefront of creation. This is the journey you are on. We ask each of you to open your mind and heart, for within your body and Earth herself lie the answers to the great mysteries you seek. Although we appear to exist from without as a collective of Pleiadian energies calling to you from the future, we also exist within you. We are your ancestors existing within you as well as without. We are you on the golden spirals of time, cycling the epochs of existence, calling to you yourselves to reconsider all you thought holy. We ask you to reevaluate the purpose of your life, to redefine the forces that rule you, to resurrect the codes of consciousness stored in your being. It is time for you to reclaim your knowledge as a creator through thought, to recall the purpose of the living library of Earth, to restore beauty through value of life, and to remember who you are. Journey with us now through the mysteries of your world. Picture yourself on an excursion through the image of 12 and lay the concept of 12 out in your mind. Imagine yourself experiencing the numerical symbols of 1 through 12, as in the 12 months of a calendar, the 12 movements through the signs of the zodiac, or the 12 hours around the clock. And then add to these symbols your own personal avenue of 12. Imagine you have 12 strands of DNA, and that these activate and connect to your 12 chakras, which are energy doorways through which you access your spiritual heritage. Herein lies a key. Your challenge is to know yourself through your imagination, accessing your inner networks and bulletin boards of reality, which are invisible to your naked eye. We are here for the game, the codes, and the master numbers. Our ancestors created events that presently stifle our development on the Pleiades, and as Pleiadians, we are seeking to discover the solutions to this grand dilemma, a predicament that you share with us. Our ancestors came from a universe that had completed itself and understood universally that it was Prime Creator, as the journey of Prime Creator in time. They came from a universe that had discovered its essence, creativity. By discovering that essence, they found out that they were creators. They came into the Pleiades because that star system would someday be able to help you at a most challenging time, a time when you would be ready to reconnect with Prime Creator. Our ancestors are also your ancestors. They gave their DNA to the original planners, and this DNA became part of the DNA of the human species. The plan was to create an intergalactic exchange center of information within your planet Earth. It was an extraordinary plan involving a beautiful place, for Earth is located on the fringe of one galactic system and is easily reached from other galaxies. It is our intention to assist you in coming to a greater understanding of the Pleiadian experiments that have been influencing Earth. During times of chaos and confusion, times when the human species was suppressed, various factions from our home system came to different locations around your planet and made very subtle openings. They worked with small clusters of consciousness to leave a glimmer of energy upon your planet, For many in the cosmos knew your planet was headed towards tremendous calamity and great suppression. Earth is in dire straits at this time, there is no doubt about it. Yet great opportunity lies within this state of confusion. We applaud your intentions and honor each of you for choosing yourself to go into the unknown. We honor you for being willing to look at the portions of yourself, female and male, that for all practical purposes you have not understood at all. It is time for each of you to be noticed in your own way, to magnify energies as they pass through you, and to make these energies available to multitudes of others as you casually pull light rays into your body and onto Earth. There are many families of consciousness that cluster together based upon evolution, intent, and a particular plan. The family of light to which you belong comes from such a lineage of consciousness. The family of light is a collection of entities coded to bring information to this planet. The coding is inside each individual. Once you are able to question and see beyond the current interpretation of reality, you are guided to create thought forms to fire the codings in others. Members of the family of light are able to integrate and survive reality shifts without destroying the bodies or life forces they occupy. As a member of the family of light, the ability to change reality exists innately inside you. You must create the belief system whereby you can do this, because your mind is structured to evolve and form your experience based on what you command, no matter what paradigm platform you spring from. The family of light acts as a stabilizing factor for dimensional shifts, and its members serve as carriers of a frequency being used to awaken many. Members of the family of light have pushed themselves past the laws of third-dimensional reality through to another dimension, so to speak, by uncovering the coding inside themselves. Many of you may have the feeling that you have done this before. You have. You lost your memory of this process because you came here to operate under the same laws as everyone else. When you incarnated into the Earth plane, you received certain matched and paired recessive genes holding light codes that gave you the highest opportunity to develop psychic and intuitive abilities. In addition, these genes carried some memory that separated you from others, even though you could not name it. With these powers and talents, it has been your task to build on your life and allow the momentum to lead you into something different than most humans. As an extensive mutation occurs on the inside of humans, also stimulated from the outside by those who are assisting you in this genetic upliftment, you must act and integrate what is awakening within you. It's time for you to make a commitment to create joy, creativity, and love for yourself. Only then will you benefit others, for if you do not evolve yourself, you do not serve others. Humans are considered by some in this universe to be priceless, though in actuality you yourselves have no idea of the value stored in the human body. Your human body is the most valuable thing you will ever own and encounter. You are priceless. Your language is encoded, and sounds create reflected images that stimulate and structure consciousness. Spoken words carry different vibrations than written words. We like to play with both forms of language. When we speak, our intonation has its own signature to it, and we use subtle variances with emphasis on particular sounds. When you come into our vibration, you are getting many, many instructions, triggering layers and layers of knowledge. There are the words you hear that you think you understand, and there is the space that occurs between all the words, which is another teaching in and of itself. And then there are the sounds we make that echo in your cells, that tell you a Pleiadian story. The inner and the outer workings are coming together to speed up your evolution. We have suggested that approximately 500,000 years ago, tumultuous events took place in this area of existence that affect your present-day Earth. To a large degree, Earth lost her sovereignty, and another force of rulership came in and claimed ownership to this prime hunk of real estate that you call home. These recently appointed godlike administrators have not always been the kindest and the most benevolent sorts. Earth was established billions of years ago for a purpose. She was to be an intergalactic exchange center of information, part of a vast library system where data from many, many galaxies was stored, a living library to be precise. The original planners of Earth were members of the Family of Light, beings who worked for and were associated with an aspect of consciousness called light. Light is information. Members of the Family of Light created the information center they had conceived. They designed a place where galaxies would contribute their information and would be able to participate and share their specific knowledge. The project of the Living Library on Earth was eventually fought over. Skirmishes took place, and Earth became a place of conflict and duality. When these skirmishes occurred, a certain group of entities fought in space and won the territory of Earth. These new owners wanted the native Earth species to remain unevolved and uninformed so that the species would be easier to control. The original species of human creation experienced great destruction and its DNA was scattered. What the gods now realize is that we are in a dilemma in the Pleiades. There is a tyranny that was let loose on Earth, and that tyranny has returned to us. Did you know that we made the tyranny, that we stripped you of your heritage of a fully functioning 12-stranded DNA? Do not be naive about Pleiadians, including us. Why do you think we are doing this healing work on your planet? Consider that perhaps we need you for our next phase of development. If we wish to grow, we must heal a past that we have been connected to. These last few years, you have been impulsed into diving more deeply into personal exploration, the meaning of identity, and connecting with your cosmic overview of life. Perhaps at first it seemed as if you were reaching far beyond what the parameters of civilization supported. As you met in quiet clusters everywhere, letting out your deepest yearnings and knowings and secrets that you had your whole life, you began to realize that perhaps you were not so far outside the parameters of civilization. Perhaps civilization was moving as you extended the boundaries. For the last 500,000 years, various civilizations on Earth have been seeded from different star systems that were part of the original library program. Each appeared at a different time period, penetrating a controlled force field that isolated Earth and kept it inaccessible as a library. These civilizations would flourish for 500 years, 5,000 years, 10,000 years. Then the forces that own the planet would somehow shoo them away or destroy them. These civilizations could not establish ownership here, so they left clues or steps to the ladder as part of the master plan. Egyptians, Incas, Balinese, Greeks, Tibetans, Sumerians, Native Americans, Maya, Aboriginals, and many, many other indigenous peoples have contributed keys of understanding, all pointing to the heavens. If present-day humans could read the steps and clues left by these cultures, they could once again liberate and own Earth. Over time, an idealized form of civilization was transduced here on Earth to meet the greatest needs of the people. The greatest teaching brought to the planet was the ideal that all humans are created in equality and that life is to be honored in all forms. Expand your concept of existence and imagine this. For an occupation, game masters orchestrate realities and then insert these realities as life forms onto different planets. Game masters are brilliant. Not only do they conceive of the game and create the entire blueprint for the civilization to flourish in, down to the finest artisans and beggars, they seed themselves into the civilization as well. They know their civilization is complete when their own identities merge with the civilization so that they are in the civilization and creating it at the same time. We, as Pleiadians, are a game master experiment. The game masters are formless, and yet they can overlay themselves and infuse themselves into many different shapes. When game masters create a particular blueprint for a civilization, it has many versions of itself and is expressed on many worlds and in many realities. Part of the game master's task is to juggle all of these realities at once and to learn from every single version of that blueprint. The blueprint is not simply anchored into one realm. It is anchored into many realms. We want to push your boundaries of identity. We want to confound what you believe reality is, because then you will be able to feel information from your higher self penetrate. We are here to help you dismantle the blueprint that you have been living within and to give you suggestions of very general laws around which you can build new structures. The codes and master numbers we seek are geometric formulas and combinations of intelligence stored within the human. The human, of course, is an integral part of the design for the living library. Each creation in the living library has its purpose and has a great amount of data stored in it. Inside the human body are formulas to replicate other forms of intelligence throughout your universe. Feel that out. Inside the evolved 12-stranded human are formulas to create life for other forms of intelligence in this universe. You are a transducer of energy. Just as we transduce energies from one system of reality into yours, and our teachers and others transduce to us, you must take what you know and very gently transduce it, playfully, without fear, for Earth's inhabitants. Others will see that you are stable, grounded, and loving, and that you work in the name of peace. Stay clear on that. Always adhere to the concept of peace as you reach for something currently unknown, and make friends with energies whose looks could frighten others. You are doing very, very powerful work. It is our intention that those of you who know us and are familiar with our energies have a lighter step on the planet and are able to live the keys that we share with you. We give you keys straightforwardly, and we trick you. We always trick you. It is wise that you learn to be a little suspicious of us. If you are not, you are a fool. Learn to have skepticism with all things and learn that sometimes we have great reason for what we do, even though perhaps it is not apparent to you at the time. All we do is create imagery from which you can evolve. Do not hang your hat on our story. Listen to the stories of everyone, and then make your own synthesis. Figure it out for yourself. Every teacher on the earth plane at this time is offering you a clue. We offer you one clue. We simply have our own snazzy way of doing it. We have our own personality and our own agenda, and we know how to stimulate you, to get you to move and be uplifted. We know how to set you free, and that is what we are after. It is our intention to return the value of human existence to the forefront of creation. We work with very ancient beings called the Keepers of Time, who steer your universe. The Keepers of Time are the original instigators, the innovators of the living libraries. They are creations of the game masters. You must be, and we use your human terms here, very highly evolved in order to make contact with the Keepers of Time.